Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in, Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you for those that are following us on Facebook. We appreciate that very much. Just like to remind everybody to continue to follow the show. We'll try to grow the show and obviously get it exposed more and more ways. The best thing you can do is download the podcast, however. That is the best way to listen to the entire show. And the great news about the podcast, you can listen to it at your convenience when you want. So you can get that podcast anywhere, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Plus, all those different regular places. Just type in Real Estate Radio Live wherever you are. You could find the podcast to download, or you could just go to our website at reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. We try to stay consistent with the shows, and for you, the followers, to do that, we try to keep the shows on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays right about 3 o'clock or so Pacific Standard Time to keep that consistent, so please follow when you can. Most of you know, for almost 8 years, have been following the show. The focus is education and information, but we have a lot of fun, and we are pretty diversified on this show. We have Jack Russo that comes on every week or so, and he is an attorney. We have conversations with him. We have a series going on, starting something new in Silicon Valley. That's about startups. There's a lot of interest in Silicon Valley. Also, we do the giving back segments, and we have one of those today, and I'll introduce my guests in just a minute. And for that, I'll remind everybody as well, it's a real estate-related show, but you've heard me say many, many times over the last several years that we're part of the community where we live, where we work, what we do. And so for our part, my part, Real Estate Radio Live, we try to, on a regular basis, bring people in to help organizations, whether it's raising money, bring awareness, all kinds of different things. As most of you know, there's thousands and thousands of causes, and then some, just in the Bay Area, of people that reach out for help. And so we try to do that as part of our show as well. And I'll extend that, and I have before, if you're listening to the podcast and yourself, your family members, friends, coworkers, if someone has a cause that's dear to your heart and you'd like to see if you could get some exposure information, if we could help you any other way, always be sure to contact us. Again, you could go to reradiolive.com and email me from there. Again, we're with you Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursday. If you need me, reach me during the week. It's 408-838-9060. All right, that's enough of that. Let's get started. All right, let me welcome my guest, Kara Jones, again with NephCure Kidney International. Is the main organization, but we're going to talk a little bit about a cause that is close and dear to her heart and her family. We're going to talk more about that. Kara's been on. Is this the third or fourth time now?
This is the third time.
Very good. And one more, right?
Yep, one more next week. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So Kara Jones, I'm going to ask her first to tell a little bit about her story, and then we'll get into more about the cause, how we could help, and many different ways. There's a lot of good things to talk about. So if you could, Kara, and you're probably so scripted this by now, just give the listeners an overview of what happened with your son and write about the time frame and kind of bring us up to the current, and then we'll talk a little bit about the event in the organization.
Sounds great. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. So my husband and I, we have four kids. Our third child, which is a son, he was diagnosed with a rare and chronic kidney disease way back in 2002. He was just 2 years old, and it's called nephrotic syndrome. Basically what happens, his kidneys just shut down and stop working, and so he will lose or leak valuable protein into his urine. It causes a whole slew of complications and bad side effects. And there is no known cause and currently no known cure. And there are very limited treatment options. There isn't one current drug that doctors can give to say, this is what you need to take when you have nephrotic syndrome. The first line of treatment is prednisone, very high doses of prednisone, which is, you know, awful to see your child be on throughout the course. Well, he's been on and off prednisone for the last 16 years because throughout the course we learned that Christian was steroid dependent. dependent. So his kidneys would not work unless he was on prednisone along with other immunosuppressant type drugs. Mm-hmm. So those drugs will shut down your immune system. And then that, of course, leads to a whole other snowball effect of problems and complications. And so throughout those last 16 years, just watching my son battle and struggle and see kind of a domino effect of what happened with him and what happened to our family and how we all kind of tried to get through this as best as we can without a doctor being able to say, do this, do this, do this, because it's all kind of like hit or miss. I just decided I had to get more involved. And so thankfully, there's an organization called NephCure Kidney International, and they are a wonderful resource for patients, families, children, adults, anyone who's suffering from nephrotic syndrome or another type of kidney disease related to nephrotic syndrome called FSGS. And so, yes, I am a volunteer for NephCure, but I'm a very determined and committed volunteer.
Very good. Well, welcome in again. It's a great cause for obvious reasons. How is your son doing now?
Well, thanks for asking. He is doing well. He graduated from high school in the spring, and now he's a freshman at the University of Kentucky. We have family there. That is one of the reasons why he picked that school, in case he were to get sick. And I think he is enjoying life as a freshman and therefore kind of like teetering a little bit with his health. But currently right now, knock on wood, he's doing okay.
As I listen to your story, Kara, and you know, many others, of course, all of us have been affected. And my guess is whoever's listening, most of us at a certain age, especially as we become adults, most of us have been affected one way or another, someone in our immediate family, you know, children, spouses, aunts, uncles, good friends, with something that changes people's lives. One of the things I think we talked a little bit about last time is we don't know why it happens. We probably start by going, you know, why us or why me or why my child or why? And then after you get, you know, really involved as you did and take the approach, I need to do whatever I can, educate myself, be part of this, a solution as much as I can. In the meantime, do you find that your son, yourself, your family, I mean, you guys now are spending a lot of time raising money for this great cause. And that in itself, even though it's a lot of work, I know it's a lot of work, but it's something that just reminds, I guess, does it just remind you every day how precious life is? And what types of things can we all do every day or as much as we can to help, whether, you know, it's immediate family, close family, friends. It just, it's a reminder to me, something that's so close like this.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely say I completely agree. And, you know, I started out selfishly doing this for my son. But along the way, I've gotten to know so many other patient families. And then, of course, through social media, I belong to several different nephrotic syndrome patient family groups on Facebook or whatnot. And so I see all what the moms and dads are posting about their children. And it's heartbreaking, you know, and I try to share that with my friends and the people who are on my committee to help us, to let them know that there are so many children out there suffering. And so, yeah, life is precious. And sadly, there are children and people that do die from nephrotic syndrome. And so that is on my forethought all the time.
Yeah, I bet it is. Speaking of that, if someone's listening to the show, again, if you're watching us streaming on Facebook or later on you're downloading, listening to the podcast, if someone's listening to this, Karen, you know, maybe they, oh my gosh, my cousin, my aunt, my uncle, whatever, I had no idea something's local here, or I think this is going on in my family in different locations. And would they reach out to you? Is there a website? Where would they go to find out more information?
Yes, great question. That? Thank you. So there's a couple different ways. If you are local here in the Bay Area, certainly reach out to me. You can reach me at the Silicon Valley Pigjig at Gmail. Yes, that's it. SiliconValleyPigJig@gmail.com. Sorry. Or you can go to the website, SiliconValleyPigJig.com, and the email is there, and I'd be happy to be a resource, any type of support that I could provide. Or you can reach out to the organization, NephCure Kidney International, and there's a valuable amount of resources through NephCure.
And that is a good point. I think, well, you know, all of us, sometimes we get frustrated with social media and some of the things it does to our children, all this. But one of the great things about social media is you have these support groups all over the place for all different types of reasons.
Yeah.
And in this case, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Well, people are probably wondering as we're talking about this, the pig jig, and they're probably thinking, what does this have
to do with?
So maybe it's a good time for you to tell us a little bit about
that. Yes, absolutely. So it's the Silicon Valley Pig Jig. Yeah. It's coming up in less than 2 weeks. It's October 6th, San Jose Giants Muni Stadium, and it is our big fundraising event, and it's our first time here in the Bay Area. We're going to have a corporate amateur barbecue competition going on, and we've got five different bands playing. KRTY radio station has helped us secure our headliner, Dylan Scott. He's got the number 3 country song on country radio these days, so we're very excited about that. And we are expecting 2,000 people to come.
That's wonderful.
And our goal is to raise $250,000.
Are you getting close?
Or is it hard to say
as you get closer, really close? I mean, to where...
You know, the support from the community so far has been great with corporate sponsorships. And I'm proud to say we've raised over $175,000 already.
That's great.
So it's been an overwhelmingly amazing support from the community. It's a new and different event, so people are excited about it.
That's a good time of the year. Take us through the different ways that people could help. Because I know, obviously, you could show up, you could do a corporate sponsor, you could show up as an individual, you could volunteer. So maybe share with us all the different ways people could help.
Sure, definitely. Well, we still need volunteers.
Okay.
And there's a tab on the website that you can check for volunteer help. So that would be great. You do have to be 18 years of age or older to help us out. Both Friday we'll be setting up and Saturday in the evening. We need some help specifically during that time frame. Come to the event. Bring your friends. General admission tickets are only $20.
Wow.
And that gets you in to see all the concerts. And
it's
so
amazing.
It's a very affordable price. Kids under 12 are free. So all those moms and dads out there that have little ones and you're looking for something, just come. And we've got a fun kid zone planned. We also have a beer garden. We've got 9 local breweries that are bringing out some of their beers. Those tickets, along with the general admission ticket, is just
$40. Wow.
And we've got 20 different local artisan vendors that will have their goods there to sell, and all really unique and interesting things.
That's great.
So, yes.
That's good stuff. So I want to get this straight. So roughly $40 would get one person in to eat, to drink the beer, test the beer, and then enjoy the wonderful music.
Sure.
Is that correct? Is that
except for one minor thing. The $40 gets you in. It gets you in to taste the beer.
Got it.
But you will still have to buy your food from Turkey Mike's.
That's what I thought.
Yes. So I'm glad you asked.
No. That's good. But my point I'm getting at is most of us, if any of you out there listening to or watching or listening have gone to any kind of a concert or show or baseball game, right? Let's face it. You go to the Giants game, it's $50 or $60 minimum just for the ticket, and then to get in, the parking, blah, 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 blah. My point is, you know, to go and support such a wonderful cause and listen to great music, eat wonderful food, test beers, network with people, talk with people, and it's just a great cause, and to me, very reasonable considering what someone could go and do. I mean, compared to a regular event, that's really good music.
Yeah, for sure. And we thought long and hard on our ticket prices, and we really wanted to make sure that it was a good value for everyone that would come out, and, you know, so that it could be affordable for families.
Right.
And even for younger kids that might want to come just for the country music, too. So,
very good. Well, we're going to take a break in just a minute or so. Before I do that, you mentioned earlier it's a rare disease. I mean, how many people does this typically inflict each year? And then the event that we're having out here, that has started in Florida. Is that right?
Yes, it did. It started in Tampa.
Tell us a little bit about the disease itself, maybe.
Sure.
And how rare it is. Give us kind of a sense. And then I guess the other thing before we take a break, too, are there any new developments with drugs or treatments that might be in the forefront?
Sure. The last number that I had is about 2,700 new patients are diagnosed every year.
Okay.
So, I mean, it is still considered a rare and orphaned disease, and so, but there is a lot of research going on currently in the industry. With the help of NephCure, they have been able to partner with some pharmaceutical companies and provide patients for the clinical trials to happen. Because it's a rare disease, sometimes a lot of the trials don't actually get up off the floor because they don't have the patients to be able to participate. But through the help of NephCure and bringing bringing those patients and merging them together with the pharmaceutical companies. Those clinical trials mm-hmm. are happening. And so there's a lot of exciting developments happening in the horizon. And that gives me a lot of hope just for my son in the future and all those little ones that I see on those Facebook groups and stuff, that there is hope out there and we should not lose hope.
Yeah.
And lastly, the Pig Jig did get its start in Tampa, Florida, with a group of amazing guys that were just compelled to do something for their friend that lost his kidney very quickly after he graduated from college. And sadly, his mom donated her kidney, and the disease came back and attacked that kidney within a short period of time. So just a young guy, you know, in his late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
on a life of dialysis, and his friends were compelled to do something. And they just started in someone's backyard with some barbecue and some music, and 8 years later, they have the Tampa Pig Jig that raises $1 million and brings 7,000 people out.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. All right, we're going to take a quick break. For those that are watching us on Facebook, stick with us. We just take really a one-minute break for the podcast, and then we'll come right back. This is Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. Again, stick with us. We'll be back with you in about a minute. Thank you.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com.
How would you like the opportunity to secure a record low interest rate while buying and or selling your home? In addition, how would you like to save 20% or more on your entire real estate transaction? Finally, how would you like to bundle all your real estate services in one location? Well, now you can achieve this with BundleSelect.com. That's right, save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. BundleSelect's hand-picked team of experts will save you thousands of dollars by bundling real estate, lending, and title services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. I'm here to tell you BundleSelect.com is the best way to save money on real estate. By bundling services, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Visit BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with the national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. BundleSelect, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker License Number 0046-6902.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's topic or guests, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for today's edition of Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Kuchera.
Welcome back in. Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. And it looks like we have some questions online there, right, Grant? And that is our friend Christy. She's asking, is it local? Yes, Christy, so if you're still checking in, watching the show, first of all, thank you and hello. We'd love to have you follow the show. I know you're very kind, and pass it along and share it with most people. So, yes, it is local, and what I'll do is have Kara again, if you would, Kara, give the information about the location. Of course, they go to the website, too, but share with them a little bit about the location.
Yeah, definitely. Would, yeah. Thanks. Great question. It is at San Jose Giants Muni Stadium, so right across from Happy Hollow. Right there, we've got the whole stadium. It's on October 6th. The doors open at 1 o'clock, and they close at 9, so from 1 to 9, and there'll be five different bands in there playing.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good. Again, we have Kara Jones with us today and talking about the NephCure Kidney International. But within that organization, her son, if you're just checking in now, was afflicted by this rare disease. And we're spending some time talking about that. This is her third visit with us, and she's going to have one more next week, right?
Yeah.
One more next week.
Thank you.
And for those that are following the show, I'll remind you, and I do on a fairly regular basis, but regardless of what type of show we do, it's real estate related, but the reason why we have Kara on here today is because we're big believers in giving back to the community and people where we live with people, we work with people. I mean, the very buildings where we work, we do business, we go to restaurants. I go on and on of, to me, why Kara, this is so logical. And I think whether it's, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have this vehicle, if you will, whether it be a podcast, radio show, other people, whether it's newspaper, media, blogs, on and on. It's a great thing when all of us as a community could help each other whenever we can. Right.
Definitely. And I have to say thank you to you to all your followers, because I have noticed the last two times I was able to come in, a spike on our website for people checking it out. And so that is really exciting for us. And so I'm just grateful that people take the time to look and learn a little bit more. So thank you.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. It's good to hear that, and I'm glad. I'll say again, just a reminder, just like Kara's here today, on behalf of her son, her family, the organization, wonderful cause, and it's right here local. If anybody's listening now, watching now, or listening to the podcast later, if there's something going on in your family, friends, coworkers that you know of, they need some support, some help in spreading the word. Maybe you're trying to raise money. Maybe there's an event that we could help you promote. There's different things that we could do, and we're happy to do that here. Because, again, that's just part of the community. So you know where to reach me. Big old giant signal here all the time, reradiolive.com. You know where to reach me. So if anybody has any questions about that, certainly get in touch with us. Right before the break, you were talking about some of the potential cures, some of the things that are coming out. The organization here, they started the event in Tampa, Florida, I think. Mm-hmm. Are there any other things going on, or is this really the main fundraiser in respect to this organization?
Oh, yeah, no. This is one of the bigger ones,
okay.
But they have a huge contingency in New York, and they do a Countdown to a Cure, a gala in New York in November. Actually, NephCure invited myself and my son to come talk at it a couple of years ago. That was amazing, and we were very grateful to have had that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that they raised probably $1 million at that event, too.
Wow.
Yeah, they've got a big support group over there as well. And then throughout the community in the smaller cities or the mid-sized cities, they do lots of community walks, which helps spread awareness and just bring those patient families together to help provide support. So,
yeah. You know, one of the things I'd like you to do, if you don't mind, put you on the spot, of course.
Sure.
You know, I would guess that there's people out there listening to the show, whether again now or later on, that may be dealing with a challenge with their family. Maybe someone's sick. Maybe there's something going on. I know one of the things that I'm familiar with family and close friends, is mental illness. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have some people on the next couple of months, you know, really talking about the effects of that. I guess the reason I bring that up as an example, sometimes what's sad to me, Kara, is that sometimes people don't feel like they could be honest and talk about things that are going on, and they don't realize the power of how many people out there care.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe if you could, for the benefit of someone listening, going, God, I really don't know. What are people going to think of me? And what about this and my job? And I think it's easy for people that aren't going through something to say, oh, no, why wouldn't you reach out and tell people? But that's not always the case, is it?
No, it's not. And in fact, it's so ironic that you bring this up, because I was just having this conversation with a good friend of mine just last week, you know, and some people do just kind of hold things inside. I am not that person. That I just can't.
Yeah.
So for me personally, it's almost like therapy, and I actually enjoy talking about it. I feel just a sense of relief and just getting it out there and sharing the story, because selfishly it's good for me, but I never know who might benefit from it,
exactly.
And so I'm happy to share that. And, you know, for those people who might be questioning and wondering, I would just say give it a shot, because in a way it can help you feel a lot better regardless of what you're dealing with, you know, even if it's just starting with a close friend or anyone to be able to have a shoulder to lean on.
No, I would agree. The reason I use, and we're going to have more shows in the future with regards to mental illness, because I've had personal experience with my family members and some other people close to me, that I went to a conference several years ago on it. And one of the things that I'll never forget was that most of the people talking, they give the examples, testimonials, Kara. They said, you know, if you tell someone you have cancer or a stroke or a heart attack or a disease, people usually come and help and make dinners and see how they could help out. But oftentimes these people said with mental illness, when they finally, you know, brought it up and were honest about it, it was almost people shied away. And, you know, they don't know about it. They're concerned. What does this mean? I guess my point was, I never thought about it. That was really sad to think that they were true. The statements were unbelievable, the fact that what we do and when we're not knowledgeable or something, and there's a stigma still around it. And so that's the reason I brought this up, to have you as an example talk a little bit about how important it is to get out there regardless of what it is and get support and get help.
And absolutely, and that just made me think, you know, had I not shared all the struggles, I mean, that my family has gone through, all of them, without there to the public. I mean, there's videos that our family has done,
right.
And, you know, I've been pretty candid about how challenging and how at times it was very desperate, you know, just for our family. I don't think I would have the 25 volunteers that are helping to put this event on, because they were compelled and they wanted to help me and they wanted to help my son. And ironically, now they're helping tons of other people and other families.
No, and it's worth an example, and I'm glad you brought that up too, of why you want to share it with people you care about and get volunteers and get people. And, you know, don't just assume that someone's not going to help or care or whatever. Because the example was, the reason why you're on the show today and you're on four times is because of where I go to my dentist office.
I love it. Yes.
So maybe you could tell that, because that's a perfect example, right? You never would know unless... you have a good friend of yours helping out, just happened to be a dental hygienist working within the office.
That is, I love it. It's so crazy,
right?
But it's great. And Kristen,
both
of our dental hygienists and
that's
my good
funny.
Friend, she just randomly fell into my lap through Little League Baseball. Mm. And when my son was little, she was playing baseball with her son, and she heard about my son's struggles, and she said, I want to help. And she did a fundraiser, and she's just been a friend ever since that day. And she's on the Pig Jig Committee, and she's been trying to help me spread awareness, and she said, I have to connect you with my friend Joe. And that is how we got together. And you're right. It's so great.
That's great. It's just another example. And the reason I wanted to share that is, again, this is for the benefit of, yes, Kara is talking about her son and what they're trying to do and all the benefits that are going around it. And we're trying to promote this cause. But the reason, the objective for this show is to hopefully reach other people, reach other people, not only to bring awareness to how you could help Kara and the organization, but, you know, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are listening to the show. You never know where the connection to the networks are in terms of people you know that could be struggling with something that might need some help. And that's what's wonderful about this. And it is powerful when you start getting a close group of people that care and trying to get the message out and the word out. So that's
a great
example.
It's just ordinary people doing extraordinary things together.
Right.
And so it's amazing.
Anything else on the horizon? I mean, this is a real big event. So is this going to be an annual event now?
Yes.
Okay. And typically the same time of year, you think? Okay.
Definitely the same time of year. And we are not laying all this groundwork for just a
one
and
done.
So we'll be doing this again and just helping to spread awareness, because I honestly believe with awareness, the rest will come.
Yeah.
So.
And how many, roughly, since you got involved with this in the Bay Area? I know you have some friends pretty close to you, other families that you're aware of in the Bay Area that are afflicted by the same challenges here with this disease?
Yeah, I mean, I can think of at least probably 12 or 15 that I've been able to make, you know, within a two-hour radius up to Sacramento or whatever, but still, maybe even more, maybe closer to 20 or 25 that I've been able to meet throughout the years and learn about their stories and their children. And some of them are adults and their struggles, too. So.
Yeah. All right, we got a couple more minutes, so I want to make sure one more time, let's finish strong, even though we got one more time next week. And you'll have a guest on next week, too, right?
She's actually my co-chair, and she's a volunteer, and she is truly committed to the organization.
Good, very good. So before we cut out again one more time, if you could tell everybody a little bit about the event, the location, how people could help, and we'll wrap it up.
Definitely. It's the Silicon Valley Pig Jig benefiting NephCure Kidney International on October 6th. At San Jose Giants Muni Stadium, doors open at 1 o'clock, closes at 9. We've got five different bands, Big Daddy Rockers, Erica Sunshine Lee, Ryan Scripps, he's a local guy here in the Bay Area, Haley and Michaels, they're also local, and then our headliner is Dylan Scott. He's got the number 3 song in country music. And we would love to have you come. General admission tickets are $20. That gets you in. You can buy your food from Turkey Mike's. If you want to come to the beer garden, that's $40. And we would love to see you guys there. Or you can go to the website, Silicon Valley Pig Jig, and if you can't come, there's a spot you can make a donation. Our goal is to raise $250,000, all benefiting NephCure.
So that's a good question. I'm glad you brought that up. So we close out today. So you could participate, you could show up, you could go in as an individual, as a group, it doesn't matter. You could participate as a sponsor, and more information on the website about that. You could participate just by donating. You don't have to go.
Yes.
You could participate that way and as a volunteer.
Definitely.
Right?
Yes.
Am I missing anything?
No, you got it. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, well, thanks again for coming in and sharing your story and for your courage And I'm glad to see that your son's doing well.
Thank you so much. All right. So grateful.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, this is Joe Kucher with Real Estate Radio Live. Again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for those that are following us on Facebook. For more information, you could always go to reradiolive.com. Take care until next time.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.